When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Tuesday. And 8 o'clock Tuesday, normally Pettycast time. We did that a little bit earlier, but we moved the clock around for this guy. Houston legend, Houston Texans quarterback here today on behalf of Progressive as well. Progressive spokesperson as well in a hilarious commercial. Case Keenum joining us on the program right now. Case, how we doing, man?
Seth, man, how are you guys doing, man? I'm doing well.
Good, man. It's good.
We're good. Case, I can't tell you how excited I was the first time I saw you in that Progressive Insurance ad, because that is a retirement plan that nobody had anticipated. We're all wondering whether you're going to go into coaching or whatever when you're done. I got to tell you, that's the gig, man. You and Flo and everybody else, just hit that hard. Do whatever they ask you to do.
Yeah, I got two things. One, I have always said a good backup quarterback is like an insurance policy. You don't ever want to have to use one, but when you do, you want to make sure it's good.
Yes.
So when they called and they said, man, it worked out perfectly. And they have a cool deal. They're doing this fantasy backup plan sweepstakes. So if you're in the bottom half of your fantasy league, you can go to fantasybackupplan.com. And win all sorts of prizes, cash prizes. So they're doing a great job, man. It's been a lot of fun working with them, going out to LA to shoot the commercial. And then, you know, they have those other guys, Colt, Jacoby, and then Josh, the other backup series. It's been fun to see the other guys' commercials come out too.
Oh, no, it's super creative. Yeah, fantasybackupplan.com. Yeah, $59,000 in weekly cash prizes. This is scratching me right where I itch, because I'm getting buried in a couple fantasy leagues right now. If I could extract some cash out of this thing about being horrible at fantasy this year, thank you, Progressive, is what I say.
No doubt. It's been a weird year, man. And then you get Josh Allen the other night throwing, catching, and running one. So
yeah.
Okay,
there's your staples, and then there's all the other injuries too.
Yep.
Case, you are. I'm gonna credit you for this, because there's breaking news right now as you're on us for Progressive Insurance. According to Adam Schefter, the NFL is suspending Texans linebacker Azeez Alshire 3 games for the hit he delivered. Yeah. Let me be sure this is the real Adam Schefter.
Yeah,
it is. Okay. Tell us, Case.
Golly. God, what do they call this? Trap journalism?
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Oh,
gotcha question.
Gosh. Yeah. I haven't done one interview all year. Like, seriously, I haven't done one. And I love you guys, man. This is great. Come on your show. Talk about Progressive. Let's have some fun, man. I'm drinking my coffee. And then, golly, we hit with that?
Yeah. We're going to do that. No big deal. Yeah. Tell us everybody who's wrong in this situation.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you this. I did. I watched the game. I watched the hit. Mm-hmm. And I won't comment on anything about this hit. Like, I'm sure this is – y'all are going to spend the next 2 hours talking right. about this. But when I tell young quarterbacks and they're sliding, I'm not saying anything about the slide that Trevor did, that, you know, the hit, whatever that is. I just know you've seen it before. There's other hits. I think Teddy Bridgewater, Joe Flacco had one. I think Cam Newton had one. If you slide feet first, like, this is just in my, you know, telling my young guys to protect yourself. And one young guy that's, you know, pretty good quarterback here in town that I've told this many times, like, make sure nobody's like, you have to be in wide open spaces to go feet first. If you go head first, like, you're just exposing your chest, your head is going backwards, all things that aren't great unless you're just in wide open spaces. If you dive head first, most of the blows, like, you know, they kind of go off your back or your legs. Even if somebody's trying to hit you in the head, you can dive towards open space. And now they have the rule where you're still giving yourself up. So if you hit the ground and it fumbles, it's not a fumble. That used to be a rule too. So I think there's a lot more situations where if you're trying to get an extra 2 or 3 yards, you can dive forward and protect yourself a little bit better. But after saying all that, like, man, that I hated that for Trevor. That was not a fun scene to watch here on my couch. I know nobody enjoys that in any sport, in any walk of life, having somebody get hurt like that. But we're praying for him for sure.
No doubt. Case Keenum joining us here on Payne and Pendergast Sports Radio 610. So you've got a perspective on this case from a quarterback's perspective, obviously, and putting yourself in Trevor's shoes, and then a teammate of Aziz Alshire as well. Can you give us your your impressions, you know, having spent time around Aziz, training camp, in the building, and so forth? I mean, this is a hefty suspension that feels like it comes with a whole lot more than just the hit on Trevor Lawrence factoring into it. What's your perspective on Aziz as a teammate?
Yeah, I love Z's, man. Him coming in, obviously competing against him, you know, at Tennessee and then some other times there at San Fran. So I knew about him. I knew his talent level. And, man, he's a great leader. He's great for our locker room. You know, you hate to see anybody get fined, anybody suspended, anybody, you know, have this. But a leader in our locker room, that's tough. This is a tough one. And it's, you know, it's not an easy stretch of games we got coming up either. So, that's a tough one, man. You know, so, I hate to see it.
Yeah.
So, it's Case Keenum joining us for Progressive Insurance. And, Sean, what's the website again?
The website is fantasybackupplan.com. We'll dig into that more.
Case, I guess the other side of things, like, to get into actual quarterbacking and not the suspension or anything else like that. Look, You were a young quarterback in this league once. You learned a lot of lessons along the way, you know, on your way to becoming a veteran quarterback. What are you seeing from CJ this year in terms of the challenges that he's been presented and then how he's managing his way through that?
Yeah, I'm really proud of him, man. I mean, he's battling his tail off. The whole team is, you know, I think, it's a whole different story every single year in this league. And you see it time and time again, you know, different players that have success or, you know, offenses or plays that you can run that, you know, defense coordinators are have film on you and study, and they pay those guys on the other side of the ball too. So, for him to battle like he has when it hasn't gone quite the way that anybody, you know, has wanted, I think that shows more about him, his character, his determination, his leadership through adversity, and just my, you know, my little time and interacting with him around the building, his leadership and his attitude, man, he comes in smiling and you know, keeping guys together, Encouraging guys, challenging guys when he needs to. So I'm really proud of him and how he's fought this year. And for me, like, you just got to get in the dance, man. You get in the dance, you get hot at the right time, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt. Case Keenum joining us on the program. It, just one more on CJ, Case. You've been on a lot of teams. You've been in a lot of buildings. You've been around a lot of quarterbacks. Can you go back to the first time? Was the first time you met CJ when he came into the building here at NRG Stadium? And could you tell right away that there was maybe something different about him?
Yeah, I think the first time, it had to have been like rookie minicamp. Mm-hmm. Kind of he came in and, we're kind of doing our veteran workouts and, you see him. I was pretty excited to see Tank Dell and get his autograph, I think, at that point. So I think I walked right by CJ.
Go Cougs.
Yeah, there you go. Go Cougs, baby. So he could throw the ball and, you know what he's done at Ohio State. I like to really wait until I see guys on our field competing against NFL players to get a real view. And I don't know, if there was ever this like moment or throw that was like, oh my goodness, because it's like every moment or throw after that was like, oh my goodness. And it was, there's so many of those moments and throws where you're like, okay, this is just, now this is normal. Like, move around in the pocket, keep your eyes downfield and throw a 60-yard corner route back shoulder to Nico Collins. Like, that's just normal. Like, no, that's not normal. That's not human. People don't do that in the NFL anywhere, So he did stuff as a rookie I've never seen any quarterback do, period. I think it was like this gradual build where he just continued to get more confidence and Bobby Slowick, Gerard, Bill, those guys coached him very well. And just kind of progressed into, the leader we see today. And I think the guy that's going to lead the Texans to the promised lands here soon.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question that we get at least a few times a week, randomly, either on social media or on our text line or whatever. And I'll tell you how I answer it first, but then I'm curious about your response. People will ask us, hey, can the Texans bring Case back as a coach? Or is Case going to be a coach? My first answer is, Case might still want to play a bunch more football. So I don't know. But what are your immediate plans for the future, after you recover from your injury and whatnot?
Yeah, that's a great question, guys. That's a $1 million question right now, too, in my house. Right now, focused on getting healthy, trying to do my absolute best to get myself in the best possible chance to make a decision come February and not let my body make the decision for me. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where my headspace is right now. I mean, it's hard not to look at what's next and what's around the corner. I love ball, man. I love playing football. I've done it, my entire life, and have been a part of pretty high caliber, playing football, NFL and Division I college. So it's been most of my life now has been at a high level of football. So, I don't know, is my really long, short answer for a really long answer that I try to just give. So mm-hmm. There's no telling. I think there'll be some opportunities come in a lot of different areas, but just try to see what God has for me.
It's got to be hard not to think about the Joe Flacco experience last year, right? Where that's the ideal, right?
The
I mean, like you've got this experience, you could step into a situation potentially, et cetera, et cetera.
It definitely is. I mean, you see that the Cinderella story of comeback player of the year. I mean, it's incredible. And I still am very confident in myself and my ability. And, for me, I think, just the knowledge of the game and your understanding of operating and quarterbacking and NFL leadership has just grown, every year. It's a matter of, keeping my body where it needs to be. So we'll see. There's gonna be a lot of factors into that. My family definitely is one. I will say I am coaching a 5-year-old basketball this winter. So I'm getting my coaching head start here early.
Get your feet man. Wet. Yeah.
That's a whole different challenge. Case, because I'm like this when I work with like young defensive linemen. All of a sudden you realize I don't know how to tell somebody how to get down into a three-point stance.
5 years old, too. Yeah.
I could tweak the hell out of it, but I don't know how to teach it from the very beginning. So now you're teaching kids how to dribble.
Oh, well, when we were in soccer, I just coached soccer, too, a little bit, or kind of helped out because I wasn't in, you know, early because, you know, it was training camp. But we were like, dribble over there, and they picked it up and started basketball dribbling. I was like, no, the soccer dribble. Like, you just don't understand the little things that they, you know, you're just starting literally with a blank, clean slate.
Okay, I got to ask, are you a soccer fan at all? I don't see Abilene as like a huge soccer hotbed, but I may be wrong on that. Like, are you the classic, like, just soccer parent helping out at practice, or do you have any interest in the sport at all?
You know, I love soccer. I think for me, my parents put me in soccer same as our kids. I mean, when we start walking, we were doing soccer, and I think it was a very, very good for my development in a foot-eye coordination, footwork. I think it's transferred to every sport I played. I played every sport I could up until my senior year of high school, but I think soccer, playing that through about sixth grade, I think, was a big part of my development. I couldn't say I'd follow any of the Premier Leagues or the MLS here in the States, but I enjoy watching a little bit. I've watched a little more sports this year than I probably have in the past.
You wish it weren't that way, but you get to see a lot of sports on TV. We'll get to fantasybackupplan.com in a second. We'd be remiss not to ask you a Cougs question because I know we got a lot of Cougs listening and they all
love
you.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so
basketball season.
Yeah, well, basketball season, but I do want to ask you about football. Have you allowed your mind to go to the place with this new 12-team playoff and think like, man, back in 2011, we would have been that group of five team that got a shot at all the big dogs in a 12-team tournament? You would have been going against Alabama and all those SEC schools in a 12-team tournament. Have you allowed your mind to go to that place at all?
You know, I've talked with friends, old teammates, like, you know, we've talked about the 12-team playoff and how good that is, and we've also kind of ventured down that NIL, you know, transfer portal route, and we're like, man, Case, you, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I'd have been recruited. Like, I had one scholarship offer coming out of high school, and I was the guy that Coach Bryles took a shot on. Mm-hmm. You know, undersized, like, you know, didn't have a good enough arm, all the knocks on me. I think now these colleges are like, you know what, I'm just going to go hit up the portal. You know, I'm not going to take a shot on a two-star guy unless you're four stars or better, whatever the ranking system now is. I'm just gonna go get a rental in the portal for a year. So I don't know if I think the 12 team playoff may have helped us. You know, I don't know if I'd even been on the team though.
Yeah, that's wild to think.
The way it's gone.
Yeah, that's wild to think.
Yeah.
Case Keenum.
I do love the 12 team playoff though. I mean, it's made this college football season so much fun to watch, and just seeing, you know, teams like SMU and Boise and teams like fighting, clawing just to get in, like the NFL, like get in the dance. I think it makes the regular season, you know, matter more in a certain way. Maybe not like on a, you know, all or nothing, get to those top two spots, but man, it's going to be fun to watch coming down the stretch.
Yep.
Hey, Case, one more thing before we talk progressive again. I get this at least twice a week on social media. Hey, man, you look a lot like Case Keenum. And to which usually I correct them, and I'm like, no, Case looks like me. He's younger. Have you ever gotten that at all? Like, hey, you look like Seth Payne?
All the time, man. I always get it. I got it this morning, actually.
Did you really?
No, sarcastic, I've never got it. No? Sorry, Seth. Sorry, buddy. You couldn't hear that coming across? I had to give you one for that trap journalism that you got me with earlier.
That wasn't me. That's
Adam Schefter. That's Schefter.
He could have come out with that 10 minutes earlier or something.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. I look a lot like you, but you don't look like the other. I also look like Ed Helms. I look like John Rocker.
Yep.
And I look like Brian Cushing sometimes. But you don't look like any of those.
Right.
So I feel like Yeah, you haven't suffered the misfortune of actually looking that much like me. It's that I look like you. Yeah.
I just Googled some images there, man. Some that are flattering, some that aren't, but I definitely can see it here and there, man.
Oh, little features, no doubt.
You look like me, but without an incredibly long face. Yeah. So like you won the genetic lottery.
Just better
on that
looking.
One.
That's it. Yeah.
I think long faces aren't bad. Of me. It's better than too round a face, huh?
Who's been there myself, I can tell you, yes, it's better than too round a face for sure. Case Keenum joining us, and yeah, Progressive. If you're a fantasy football owner, this is the thing for you. The Fantasy Backup Plan Sweepstakes. If you're in the bottom half of your fantasy league, Case, you can upload a screenshot of your standing to fantasybackupplan.com and maybe win some big cash prizes, right?
That's it, man. That's it. They're doing a great job over Progressive, man. The creative teams over there, it's been really fun to work with them and then double dipping on this fantasybackupplan.com. I think they've done a great job, man.
Yep.
What's it like? Okay, so because obviously Progressive does really good TV ads and have for a long time. What was that experience like being on the set? I'm guessing that was your first time kind of in that type of situation.
It was, man. It was fun. They flew us out to LA and they actually rent out a street, basically like a house for the day. There's a neighborhood of houses. I think it's like Northeast LA. I couldn't tell you where they dropped me off, but there's about, 5 to 10 trucks out there. And I mean, 100 people. I mean, this is a 30-second spot producers and directors, and they had actors there, the actors, and then stand-ins for us when we'd go sit down. And we basically did that same three shot 30-second shot probably like 200 times. And actually the first time I got in the minivan, they're like, all right, Case, go ahead and back it up. I was like, okay, here we go. And I backed it all the way up, man. So yeah, it's good to have a nice insurance backup policy. So especially one that could back it up. I really did. Everybody asked me, he's like, did you actually back up that minivan? I said, yes, I did.
Oh, now we know. Now we know. That's beautiful.
Juilliard trained backing that up.
Yeah, dude, about 50 times actually.
Case, the look on your face, I think practically everybody listening to the show has seen the commercial. The look on your face as you're getting ready to, quote, go into the game, sort of, where you're kind of winding your shoulders and you look at the wife and you get that, like, whew, that kind of look on your face is really, I know that it took 200 takes to get to it because you just told us that, but you're well done in the commercial, my friend. It was.
Well, thanks, man. I didn't have any lines to memorize.
That's right. So,
it's nice.
That's the best.
Yeah, that's what happens when you've got a pretty Seth Payne-like face.
There you go. Hey, yeah. We need to tag team this into this new Progressive backup sports radio show or something.
I'll be your body double. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Case out here making me.
Now we're talking.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. That's no, it. Seth's been talking about the retirement plan for insurance forever now. Now he's got his in.
Hey, anytime you can get paid and not get hit, that's a win in my book.
That's a beautiful thing. Case Keenum joining us on the program. Fantasybackupplan.com. Everybody who's doing horribly in their fantasy leagues this year, take a snapshot of it, upload the standings, and you could win a portion of $59,000 in weekly cash prizes. Case, we miss you on the sidelines and around the team, but we enjoy having you on the show and hope to see you soon. Have a very happy holiday season, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. That was fun, man.
Yeah, it was good. Good. Case Keenum joining us here on the program here on Sports Radio 610.
That's the first interview he's done in a long time. I imagine he's going to be – boy, he's doing a bunch of interviews for Progressive right now, I bet. And it's just, that's – he was prepared. He flat out said what I think a lot of other people have said. For those of you who missed it, Azeez Alshire suspended 3 games.
Yeah, we'll get into that in the next segment.
We'll get into that in the next segment.
Yeah, why don't we do that? We'll do that next. We'll rehash some of the stuff Case had to say as well. That was good to catch up with Case Keenum. Azeez Alshire suspended 3 games. Ramifications of this, huge. We will dig into them next.
Sports. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm.
Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Okay, big thanks to Case Keenum joining us. If you missed it, the news on Aziz Alshire literally came down 2 minutes into our interview with Case Keenum. And I think it was appropriate to announce the news because this is big news. And good for Case, and we appreciate him kind of rolling with it, finding out the news literally on live radio and then giving his reaction from both a quarterback and a teammate's perspective of a teammate of Aziz Alshire. So big thanks to Case for that. You can hear the interview on our podcast or on the Odyssey Rewind feature. Download the Odyssey app. Aziz Alshire has been suspended for 3 games. There's a lot to dig into here, and we will. Before we dig into it, Seth, I want to read the statement from NFL VP of Football Ops John Runyan.
A man who was once voted the second dirtiest player in the NFL, yes.
And who handed down the suspension of 3 games. So the 3 games after the bye week, the gauntlet we've been talking about, the Texans will, as of right now, possibly an appeal pending, maybe, we'll see. As of right now, he's going to miss all 3 of those games. Mm-hmm. Here's what John Runyan said. Wrote in a letter, looks like to Aziz Alshire. During your game against the Jaguars on December 1st, with 4:20 remaining in the second quarter, you were involved in a play that the league considers unacceptable and a serious violation of the playing rules. Video shows you striking the head and neck area of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence after he clearly goes down in a feet-first slide. You led with your forearm and helmet and delivered a forceful blow to the head and neck area. Take notes while I'm reading this, Seth, because I can see you're skeptical about some of these things that are being said here. I'll reset here a little further back. You led with your forearm and helmet and delivered a forceful blow to the head and neck area of your opponent when you had time and space to avoid such contact. After the illegal hit, and this is where 3 games comes in, I think. Ugh. After the illegal hit, you proceeded to engage in a brawl, which you escalated when you pulled an opponent down to the ground by his face mask. After the referee announced that you were disqualified for the hit and your unsportsmanlike acts, you removed your helmet and re-engaged with your opponent while walking down and across the field, which started another physical confrontation near the end zone. Your lack of sportsmanship and respect for the game of football and all those who play, coach, and enjoy watching it is troubling and does not reflect the core values of the NFL. Your continued disregard for NFL playing rules puts the health and safety of both you and your opponents in jeopardy and will not be tolerated. End quote. Boom. 3 games.
Yeah. So the melee afterwards did apparently have either that or John Runyan. Like, and again, look, like John Runyan was a dirty player. Like he made no bones about it. He wore it like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
That part rubs me the wrong way. That's neither here nor there. It doesn't change anything necessarily.
Yeah.
But the leading with the helmet part, I'm trying to check my bias here as much as I can, but I never got the sense that he was leading with the helmet. The forearm, sure, but also it's as a guy, this is the fun, like it's like they want these guys to change their human anatomy. The big problem with Alshire ultimately was that that last split second moment where maybe he could have confirmed in his brain that, okay, this is a slide that you got to try to redirect yourself somehow. Okay, that's where he made a mistake if you're going to suspend him. I get that. But this framing it like he was definitely going after Trevor Lawrence's head, that's the part that doesn't make any sense. Like, that's where the anatomy is. He's either, if he tries to glide over him, he's got a better chance of going at his head and hitting his head. Because as Case Keenum just told us, he always tells young quarterbacks, if you're going to slide feet first, you better be sure there's nobody else around.
Yeah.
If you go to, because your head is the last thing remaining up in the air. It might as well be a lightning rod sticking up in the Great Plains. It's going to get hit. So, I'm not blaming Trevor Lawrence per se. It's an unfortunate circumstance, and I think that Elshire's priors definitely fed into this.
Yeah.
He had a late hit out of bounds last week.
Your continued disregard for NFL playing.
Yeah,
rules.
Yeah. So it was Elshire's priors as much as anything else that led to this. So I get that. I think the framing of this is something that's like where he definitely had evil intent to listen. If Alshire wanted to hit Trevor Lawrence in the head, Alshire would have hit him in the head.
Yeah.
You know, like Alshire could have brained that long-haired weirdo. To think that Alshire was trying to go after the helmet but didn't hit the helmet
missed.
Is the dumbest notion there is.
Yeah.
So that's the part that bothers me, is this framing of it like Alshire is the worst person who ever lived, that it's somehow the dirtiest hit that anybody's ever seen in football. There's so much idiocy circling this right now. And then to have John Runyon be the guy that acts like Alshire is the threat to all that's holy and American and good in American football. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I three games is extreme, very extreme. And the way that this is laid out in this letter here, I mean, John Runyon, I mean, say what you will about how you feel about him as a player or a disher out of justice. He does give great detail here, like the why as to why it's a three-game suspension is in great detail in here. And this is Seth, I feel like this three-game suspension is a message not only to defenders hitting sliding quarterbacks. I think it's also a message about these melees that, you know, I think there's as much baked into this about what happened after the hit as it was as the hit itself. You know, the melee that Runyon clearly thinks Azeez Alshire played a main role in. Like, is Evan Engram getting at least fined at all in this whole thing? You know, are the several Jaguars that surrounded Azeez Alshire on the sideline over there,
right,
that took
yeah.
the field to go after him, are they getting punished in all this thing?
Yeah, because I feel like Runyon might be like, well, that's just frontier justice. Like, hey, wait a minute, man. You got to pick one or the other. Pick a freaking lane.
Well, to be fair, we don't know the answer to that. Like, there may be punishment dished out, not suspensions necessarily, but punishments, fines dished out to the Jaguars. But I think there's a... This weekend was a big one for these visuals of melees, and I think this is where, like, all these college football melees, Ohio State, Michigan, some of these other ones, are factoring in, is that there's just been this general feeling over the last several days that it's getting a little out of hand right now, you know, that there's with the fights and the on-field, you know, post-snap violence or post-whistle violence, things like that. I feel like that there's as much baked into this suspension about Azeez Alshire after the hit as the hit. Like, if it was just a hit and he got up and walked off the field, got away from all those Jags, the Jaguar players, and walked into the locker room, I feel like this is a one-game suspension, two at the most maybe because of priors. But I feel
right.
like at least one of these three games, I mean, he talks about it in the letter right here, is because Azeez was conducting himself like a lunatic afterwards.
It presented an image of a guy who was completely out of control.
Yes.
I honestly, man, this has turned me. This is the same thing. This is the exact same timeline of the Astros being better than everybody else scandal. Yeah. At the very beginning of it, I was measured. I was like, all right, listen, okay, something was going on here. There's probably going to be a punishment. I get it. It's when people turned it into the worst thing that anybody's ever done and that nobody else has done anything like this, all this nonsense, that's where you start to you That's where you want to stick your flag in the ground, right on the logo of the opposition. Yeah. And it's making me want to take up for Aziz way more than honestly. Aziz pushes the envelope a little too much. He does. He has all year long. You love that. You love the way he plays the game and everything. He's just got to learn to dial it back a little bit. I think three games is extreme after not having any. It's not like Aziz all of a sudden has changed the way he plays or anything.
Right.
But then I also think that you have to factor into this the fact that guys like Pat Mahomes are out there faking slides.
Mm-hmm.
That situation right there where Trevor Lawrence is trying like hell to get to the first down because they mark you where your first body part hits the ground.
Yep.
So he's trying to extend the slide there.
Yep.
And inviting himself into even more danger there. Like, let's not lose sight of the entirety of the situation and act like this was Aziz Alshire headhunting. If Aziz wanted Trevor Lawrence's head, it would be sitting on his mantle place right now. He would have a decaying corpse head of Trevor Lawrence on his mantle right now.
Yeah, the NFL is treating this extreme, man. They are treating this like this is one of the dirtiest plays ever. A three-game suspension. I mean, they are treating it like that. So we'll see. We got a lot of questions on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. So we're going to try to dig into some of those. Let's stick with this for another segment here. Aziz Alshire suspended three games. So what does this mean? If he suspended three games, it's the hardest three-game stretch of the season for the Texans. What do these games look like with no Aziz Alshire out there at inside linebacker? We'll discuss that, and could there be help on the way? We'll see. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The entire thing is, you know, Aziz hits the guy, but their sideline overreacts, and it turns into a melee. It wasn't our guys. It's their team overreacted, pushed our guy, dragging our guy to the sideline. So that's uncalled for on that side. We have to be better on the sidelines as well with both teams.
That was D'Amico's partial appeal yesterday, trying to back his guy, Aziz Alshire, in his press conference. And there were multiple Aziz questions to D'Amico yesterday. He's clearly backing his guy, but the punishment handed down by the league within the last hour, three-game suspension for Aziz Alshire. And as far as that portion of it goes, the brawl after the hit on Trevor Lawrence along the Jacksonville sideline there, the letter to Aziz Alshire notifying him of the three-game suspension said this: after the illegal hit, you proceeded to engage in a brawl which you escalated when you pulled an opponent down to the ground by his face mask. And there's a lot of people pointing this out on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, Seth. Like, yeah, at that point, Aziz is on an enemy sideline with multiple Jaguars around him. He's just trying to defend himself at that point. Like, you have several large men around you, and you're outnumbered. You're doing whatever you can just to not get your ass kicked at that point, you know?
Yeah.
But John Runyon doesn't see it that way. As far as he's concerned, Aziz escalated it by grabbing somebody by the face mask.
Right. Yeah, that's the situation that led to the situation has to be taken into account, and he's already being penalized for that situation.
Yeah.
So you're right. I'll be interested to hear if John Runyon seems to want to play both sides of this because, you know, old school John Runyon, who was notorious for being a cheap shot artist, would have thought like, oh, frontier justice, you know, Evan Ingram and all these other guys, they're just backing up their quarterback. Well, and the modern rules of the game where we're supposed to be trying to take all this stuff out of it, there's no room for frontier justice.
No.
And yet we haven't seen any suspensions levied for those guys yet. Maybe there will be.
Yeah, I think there will be at least
some
fines.
Or at least fines.
There'll be fines. I don't know anybody in Jacksonville's getting suspended. But Aziz Alshire is suspended for three games. We should point out, Nick Caserio is doing a press conference today at 11 a.m. It was planned already. This is not an emergency press conference to address the Aziz Alshire suspension, but I would imagine the very first question at this press conference will be about the Aziz Alshire suspension. What tone do you think Nick takes with this when he's asked about it in a press conference setting?
Deferential to the league, I think. He'll be right. Yeah, I think he's. I'll be interested to see if he kind of addresses maybe some of the entirety of the issue, because we're at a point now where emotions are raw and running hot. And whenever you even try to have, like, I've tried to tweet out a few things just about kind of maybe the way they should tweak the rule. And I'm not trying to like end immediately.
You're defending Azeez Alshire in the eyes of social media when you're doing that. Yes.
Right, yeah, if we do that. If you try to point out any little aspect of, just like with the Astros being better than everybody else scandal, if you try to point out just like one aspect of it and discuss it at large, like nope, you're defending a murderer.
I pointed out the barbaric nature of hurling items at Azeez Alshire and Will Anderson on the field. And people are like, you're defending Azeez Alshire. I'm like, no, I'm pointing out that throwing bottles at people is wrong. You shouldn't do that.
I'm enjoying all these hardcore Jags fans who have come at me saying things like, oh, yeah, like you know what a professional athlete is trying to do on the football field. I'm like, oh, here's quite the knowledgeable Jags fan there, aren't you?
That's beautiful. We've got to call those people out. That's funny. That is funny. All right, so there's two things I want to dig into in this segment.
For those of you who don't know, I played for the Jaguars for 5 years, back when they were good. Yeah.
Yep, indeed. So two things here, football-wise, because people are going to be angry about this suspension, and we'll continue to get your input on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. How does this impact these three games? If indeed it is going to be a three-game suspension, I would imagine that they'd be nuts not to appeal this thing. I mean, there's no harm in appealing it, so maybe it gets bumped down to two. Maybe it was intentionally put at three with the idea that it gets bumped down to two. Either way, even if it's two, but let's pretend it's three for now, you're losing a body. Like, this is three games in 11 days. Losing any bodies at this point for that period of time, losing depth, hurts just because of the sheer scrunched up nature of the schedule and plunking that many games down in such a short period of time. But specific to Azeez, Seth, against these three teams, these are teams that love to work the middle of the field. Two of them have really good tight ends in Kansas City and Baltimore. Azeez has been pretty good in coverage this year at times. So how does this impact this three-game stretch from a football standpoint?
It's tough. This is the worst three-game stretch maybe of the season, just aside from the actual players on the field, but the actual quality of the teams, but the way they operate offensively. Yeah. Miami gets rid of the ball really, really fast. They do a great job of putting linebackers and safeties in a bind. I think sometimes, and I've been guilty of this in the past before this season, Tua probably doesn't get enough credit for how smart he is on the RPO side of things, like how quickly he makes the decision in a way that, you know, a lot of quarterbacks with the RPOs are kind of just taking advantage of the scheme and it's creating easy opportunities. They do a really good job with Mike McDaniel and Tua there and all those receivers and just really making split-second decisions and getting rid of the ball really, really fast. And then after that, the defense has to tackle. It's an easy reception, or at least it looks like an easy reception, and then you've got guys like Tyreek Hill who can run after the catch. And the Texans have struggled with their tackling. Azeez, he's very good at tackling people whether they're sliding or not.
Yes, he is. He's a good tackler.
He's very good at that part of the game, and you lose something there. And then, obviously, like they saw last week, I mean, Neville Hewitt, we love his willingness to come up and thump, but he's kind of a liability in coverage. So that's what the Dolphins are going to be looking specifically at. How do we attack the middle area of the
field? Yeah, you're talking about three teams where Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore, where athleticism at the linebacker position is a real, real key. And Azeez is just more athletic than Henry Toa, Neville Hewitt, Jake Hansen. Now, this brings us to the other thing, though. Christian Harris. We've heard rumblings and rumors that Christian Harris could be back at some point here soon. We asked Nick Caserio about it a few weeks ago, and he said he'll probably be back at some point, but he wouldn't commit to it. Here was D'Amico yesterday when he was asked about where Christian Harris is at right now.
Yeah, we'll see where Christian is. Christian's been doing a great job progressing. We look forward to seeing him out there pretty soon.
The only thing we've seen remotely close to, you know, like a report or something that's got a time frame around it was a report about after the bye week, the Miami game. Now the Texans, we're just into this 2 week period before the Miami game, so there's no urgency to reopen a practice window. There are no practices for the next several days. The Texans are taking time off to recover. I guess the question would be, Seth, like, okay, if Christian Harris comes back, I mean, how much time does it take to shake off rust in week 15 playing inside linebacker against Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore over the next three weeks.
Right, right. Especially given just this soft tissue injury where it seems like, I'm guessing in situations like this, it's a matter of, all right, you get to a point where, because the guy hasn't been able to go aggressively for so long, that he gets deconditioned and you got to slowly ramp him back up. So I don't, and I feel like that's where they've been over the last few weeks, perhaps, hopefully, is kind of ramping him back up to shape. And you want to be sure, you know, you're not going to re-aggravate it yet again like he did during training camp. I'm guessing that he's not going to come back until he's in really, really good shape already. Like, he's been doing everything that you would do right up until training camp starts. So I think if he shows up on the field, I'm not as worried about that part of it. Now, the actual football reaction time and everything, it could be a little bit ugly for a couple weeks.
It could. Text message, 5-Hour Energy fan line. What's scary to me is, what if he does this again, Aziz? We're looking at, what, 8 games a year? He's on thin ice now. I don't know about that. Like, I don't know that this is similar to the PEDs and the drug suspensions where there's this exponential effect like that. It's football. I would say this. If he does it again, I would suggest he get off the field faster than he did this time around. Just leave. If you get expelled, just leave. Don't turn into a caged lion on the way out. It looks like he's got to be sedated just to get down the runway.
I know, man. And he says, like, look, he's that guy that just, he toes the line. Like, he goes right up to the line and pushes against it over and over and over again. I mean, when he comes back, he's got to dial it. He's got to consciously dial it back a little bit. And that's where I don't know about 3 games. I totally understood and expected him to get a suspension because of his past, because he's got priors, all of that. The 3 games seems a little bit extreme, especially if what you're trying to do, if you're John Runyon, the super saint now, when you're trying to say that, okay, this is everything we're trying to get out of the game of football, and everything that he did before led up to this. Okay, well, then why was he never suspended before? How do you go from 0 to 60 that fast?
That's true, yeah. And that's where I think the whole scene on Sunday comes in. You know, like, just the Aziz, I mean, going back multiple times to fight.
It's an interesting dynamic between D'Amico and Aziz, because D'Amico, D'Amico, we pointed this out before. He's so soft-spoken. He's so positive all the time. And yet, he's got an appetite for football violence,
big time.
And he wants his guys to play like that.
Yep.
Last year, two of the 3 guys who were suspended for unsportsmanlike conduct were on the Texans. Any given point. Neville Hewitt was one of them. Kareem Jackson didn't get suspended while he was here.
Denzel Perryman was.
Oh, excuse me, Denzel Perryman. Yeah, not Neville Hewitt. Denzel Perryman.
Kareem Jackson.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, and Kareem Jackson.
I just didn't want Neville dragged in front of that bus.
Yeah. Sorry, Neville. Sorry, Neville Hewitt.
All right, we're heading towards the top of the hour.
Sorry, I'm busy counting my Progressive money. Case said he was going to try to create some kind of
the agency emailed me back. They like that.
Did they really?
They liked dipping in on the Progressive stuff. Yeah,
because I kind of look like Case Keenum.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I look like him more than he looks like me.
Enough.
It's
you
weird.
Look like him enough. That's what we'll say. All right. Top of the hour coming up here. We'll power rank the power rankings. How much the Jags win? Or I'm sorry, the Texans win over the Jags did not move Texan fans very much in terms of confidence. What did it do to the experts? We'll power rank the power rankings coming up next.